Chapter 14. Ione Saldana stood in front of the tube carriage's door, urging it to open. "I can't make it go any faster," Tranquility grumbled as the backwash of emotion dissipated through the affinity bond. "I know, I'm not blaming you." She clenched her fists, shifting her weight from one foot to the other. The carriage started to slow, and she reached up to hold one of the hand hoops. The memory of Joshua flashed into her mind. She'd never be able to use the carriages without thinking of him again. She smiled. There was a frisson of disparagement from Tranquility sounding in her mind. "Jealous?" she teased. "Hardly," came the piqued reply. The carriage door slid open. Ione stepped out on the deserted platform and raced up the stairs, her sergeant bodyguard clumping along behind. It was a Southern NCAP Cove station, a couple of kilometres away from the Laymill Research Project campus. The cove was 600 metres long, a gentle crescent with fine gold-white sands and several outcrops of granite boulders. A rank of aging coconut trees followed the beach's curve. Several had keeled over, pulling up large clods of sand and roots, and three had snapped off halfway up the trunk, adding to the vaguely wild look of the place. At the centre of the cove, 60 metres out from the shore, there was a tiny island with a few tall palm trees, providing an apparent nook for the more enthusiastic swimmers. A shingly bluff planted with coarse reeds rose up from the rear of the sands, blending into the first and widest of the NCAP's terraces. Six low polyp domes, 40 metres in diameter, broke the expanse of grass and silk oak trees from behind the bluff, giving the impression of being partially buried. They were the Kyant residences, grown specifically for the 8 big Xenox who participated in the Laymill project. Their involvement had been quite a coup for Michael Saldana. Even though they didn't build ZTT starships, they claimed their psychology meant they had no real interest in space travel, the Kyant remained the most technologically advanced race in the Confederation. Up until Michael's invitation was accepted, they had refrained from any joint scientific enterprise with other Confederation members. However, Michael succeeded, where countless others had failed, in presenting them with a peaceful challenge which would tax even their capabilities. Their intellect, along with the instrumentation they provided, would inevitably speed up the research. And of course their presence had helped to bolster Tranquility's kudos in the difficult early days. 8 was the largest number of Kyant resident on a human world or habitat outside the Confederation capital, Avon. Something else which had given Michael a considerable degree of underhand satisfaction. Kulu only rated the customary pair as ambassadors. Inside Tranquility, the Kyant were as insular as they were in the Confederation at large. Although cordial with their fellow project staff members, they did not socialize with any of the habitat's population, and Tranquility guarded their physical privacy quite rigorously. Even Ione had only a few formal meetings with them, where both sides stuck to small-talk pleasantries. It was just as bad as having to receive all those national ambassadors, the hours she'd spent with those semi-senile bores. Ione had never been out to the Kyant buildings before, and probably never would have. But this occasion justified it, she felt, even if they were upset with her breach of etiquette. She stood on the top of the bluffs and looked down at the bulky white Xenox bathing in the shallows. From her vantage point she could see a lot of splashing going on. 30 metres away there was a wide path of crumbling soil leading to the sands. She started down. "How do they get to the project campus every day?" she asked, suddenly curious. "They walk. Only humans demand mechanized transport to move from one room to another." "My, but we are touchy this morning." "I would point out that guaranteed seclusion was part of the original agreement between the Kyant and your grandfather." "Yes, yes," she said impatiently. She reached the bottom of the path and took her sandals off to walk across the sand. The toweling robe she wore over her bikini flapped loosely. There were 3 Kyant in the water, Nang and Lairia, a pair who worked in the Laymill Project Physiology Division, and a baby. Tranquility had reported its appearance as soon as Ione woke up that morning, although the personality refused to show her its own memory of the birth, which had come sometime in the night.